Mama woke me in the dead of night again. I felt her standing over my bed, the heat of a flashlight on my face. Why couldn't she just turn on the lights like a normal person? After sundown, we lived in darkness. If the lamps were on, people could see inside, she said. Maddie, wake up. We're going for a drive. Just put your coat on over your nightgown. I tried to wake up, but stay asleep too, fighting with myself in some in-between place. She paced back and forth, whispering under her breath like she was arguing with an imaginary someone. I wondered what it was this time. But whatever she had planned, nothing can be worse than what had happened last Sunday. On that terrible night, Mama pulled me from my bed at 4 a.m. Get up and come with me, she'd said, her green eyes wild. She rushed me onto my feet, the wood floor cool and in need of sweeping, gritty under my toes. I need your help. I still had a thumbprint bruise on my arm where she grabbed me in that moment, dragging me into the living room. I thought maybe I'd left my sketches and dress patterns out again. But it wasn't my mess she wanted help with. She'd made one of her own. Mama had piled up clothes and furniture, books, Daddy's model airplanes, framed paintings, and pictures. They sat in a heap in the middle of the room, a teetering pile with chair legs sticking out, novels with their spines bent back, photographs ripped in little pieces and scattered all over. We have to get rid of everything that has anything to do with your father. She dragged the outdoor trash can inside, the heavy metal one, leaving a wet brown trail in the carpet. Why? I asked. Tears had sprung from my eyes at the sight of Daddy's belongings strewn around. Why would we do that? I'd seen his white undershirt stack on the worn cushion of his favorite wingback, his tattered toolbox, and the wooden kit he propped his foot on to shine his shoes. I used to love that gasoline smell of his shoe polish and the brisk sound of the brush when he buffed his combat boots to a high gleam. I reached out for the shoe shine kit, but she'd given my hand a little slap. I'm the mother, and you do as I say. We have to get rid of everything, and we have to do it now. The mother. She always said it that way. Like she needed to remind me, or maybe herself, of her place.